Following hot on the heels of Queen Elizabeth II's state visit to Ireland this week, U.S. President Barack Obama will jet into the country tomorrow for a 24-hour-long stay. Ireland will be the first stop for President Obama in a European tour, which will also take him to the United Kingdom, France, and Poland. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Professor of American History at Queen's University Belfast, Catherine Clinton, about expectations of this visit.
What is it about Irish presidents in Ireland and this fixation almost with finding Irish roots and having an Irish president who's somewhat Irish?
Well, the very exciting part about being a U.S. historian in Belfast is that the Irish love affair goes two directions. So I can demonstrate to my students that Americans are fascinated by roots and heritage and the fact that we've had so many presidents from Ireland. Certainly, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, when he was president, made much of his Irish ancestry. And then in 1963, his visit to Ireland is something that people are still talking about here, I find, 50 years after his presidency.
You can't get away from the fact that there is a strong bond between Ireland and the United States, can you?
Absolutely. 1 in 11 Americans claims Irish ancestry, and that's not 1 in 11 white Americans, that's 1 in 11 Americans. And we come from many different countries. We have ethnic heritage, racial heritage, and that's why having a president like Barack Obama claim his ancestry in Ireland is really quite exciting. We know, of course, Bill Clinton had relatives from County Fermanagh. We know that Ronald Reagan had a great-grandfather coming over from Ireland in the 1820s. So having Obama look back to his roots in Monegal is really quite exciting. And we're pleased to have him trace these roots and make it public, and make it public to the Irish as well as Americans.
Obviously, President Obama, his first stop is Ireland, but he's going to Europe as well. He's doing a European tour. Ireland can be considered, I mean, it's on the fringes of Europe. It's not a European power like Germany or France or Great Britain. So what is the draw for Obama to actually come to Ireland? Apart from the roots, is there any other big draw?
Well, I've noticed in the past half decade that I've been here in Ireland that many American politicians draw a sucker from coming to Ireland. They see the crowds. They see the enthusiasm. They see the way in which their policies are sometimes embraced. Just recently, with decisions involving Libya, we saw all eyes on America, the connection between Europe and America. And the Irish have very much, of course, been keen, interested in this. And coming here can demonstrate both the power of American influence, but also the fact that the Irish are supportive and looking to Obama to be a force for good, and of course to represent his Irish heritage and roots, and to see Ireland not on the fringes, but as a central part of the European project, as part of the European Union, as part of what's going on in the world today. Certainly a world economic crisis puts Ireland right at the center, but also a revival, the way in which there can be a comeback. The American economy is now experiencing a rising temperature, things heating up, and we hope that this can provide leadership around the world.
We can't get away from the fact that President Obama is looking to be re-elected as President of the United States again. Obviously, there's a huge Irish-American contingent in the United States, all voters eligible to vote. How much do you think also Obama's looking at the fact that when he comes to Ireland, that all eyes will be on in terms of voters?
I think certainly the fact of the 2012 election being so much in the news so early on is much in his mind. When I recently visited the United States for the 150th anniversary of the beginning of the American Civil War, this was a week in which clearly President Obama seemed to be launching a re-election campaign, when all eyes were on the announcement of the death of Osama bin Laden. People were looking to this kind of leadership. And certainly, I think in the wake of this, in the wake of all this publicity, there is the move to solidify his presence as a world leader. But simultaneously, by coming to Ireland, as you point out, Ireland is not the powerhouse of Europe. Perhaps if he went to France, what would be the political repercussions? I don't think that the Franco-Americans would rally, but I do think that Irish-Americans would see very strongly that he is committed to his Irish roots and committed to seeing Ireland as part of a wider scope of influence and part of an important economic unit for the health and vitality of democracy.
What are the expectations for this visit in Ireland, do you think?
Well, I do know that the village of Monegal certainly expects a lot of attention. I understand that the Secret Service unit coming in early caused quite a stir because they were a presence that couldn't hide themselves. But also, certainly coming to Dublin quite serendipitously on the heels of the Queen. I do understand that several establishments have changed their name and put O-Bama to, in some way, Gaelicize the Obama name. His ancestry, his Irish ancestry, by the way, is through his mother, not through his father, who was a Kenyan. And so there is this means of connecting up politically, of having an impact, of having goodwill. I think it's really not just a public relations stunt, but it does call attention to Ireland's centrality. 50% of those born on the island in the 20th century left. And there is an Irish influence around the world. So the island of Ireland and all of its complicated politics has a wider political map, and that's something I think that his visit will call attention to.
The global economic crisis played havoc with many countries, including the United States and Ireland. Ireland has suffered deeply because of it. What do you think can be done? Do you think there'll be talks? You mentioned earlier about the economy, but do you think there'll really be heavy talks regarding how both countries can help each other?
President Obama has looked upon his role has to be one of observing, of learning. He is a listener. He came out of academics. He was a community organizer. I think he's someone who knows the value of opening dialogue. So certainly the gesture of going to the Republic of Ireland. He doesn't have to go there. I mean, there are flights on Air Force One directly to the UK, to London, to the rest of Europe. But it is something that he's doing perhaps as a means of having a connection, opening that dialogue. And it's one that's very significant. So I think its significance will not be lost on the Irish people, and I think the significance will not be lost on those Irish Americans who still play a very significant role in terms of American party politics.
Other American presidents have played a strong role in the peace process. Do you think there'll be a message from President Obama regarding the peace process?
Well, I think we always want to see things moving forward. We've had a recent election here, and in Northern Ireland, there is a concern about commitment to moving forward. I am at Queen's University Belfast. We are committed to having the best education possible, offering it in large part to the Northern Irish students coming through. Part of this is an ongoing project, and we like to see things moving forward. And certainly the special role that Northern Ireland has played in the legacy of the presidency of William Clinton is something that I think Barack Obama is very aware of. He certainly has put it on the agenda. He's welcomed Northern Irish leaders into his White House. He's recently had talks, I know, with other people about the economic future of Northern Ireland, and keeping it on the agenda is very significant, and keeping peace on the agenda in these troubled times. We historians know that during times of economic recession, you can have the ills of the past revisit, and it's very significant and important, again, that we get through these landmarks, that we get through celebrating beyond the 10th anniversary of the peace agreement, George Mitchell's role. We know that he had to resign as Chancellor of Queen's University in order to take up a role in the peace process in the Middle East, and that's recently been interrupted by politics there. So peace in the world, I know, is on certainly the president's agenda, and maintaining the forward peaceful process here in Northern Ireland is something quite clearly that has a disproportionate significance to the American people.
Obviously, Ireland is included in this European trip. He then goes to the United Kingdom. Do you think there'll be expectations of Obama saying something in particular that to European leaders in general?
Well, there is certainly discontent with the continuing involvement of overseas troops throughout the projects that were launched during the Bush presidency. We know that Afghanistan has been a particular focus of President Obama. We know that the new Prime Minister, David Cameron, has announced the withdrawal of troops. Certainly, this is an opportunity to discuss these matters. The situation in Libya, trying to maintain a presence, but not to subvert what might be democracy bubbling up from below, is really walking a tightrope. I was quite struck when this situation broke out, the way in which all eyes turned to the United States from Ireland, from the UK, from Northern Ireland, and certainly then the best way to achieve an understanding of how American projects might be intersected with the greater good of these European countries is by face-to-face dialogue. And I think that's something that President Obama excels at, and that's something he wants to continue to maintain. And the American people understand that he is president of America, not president of the world. And that's also a tightrope for a U.S. president, especially in the 21st century.